Penguin Random House Audio presents Louisa, The Extraordinary Life of Mrs. Adams by Louisa Thomas. Read for you by Kirsten Potter. For my grandmother, Osceola Heron Friar. Introduction. Louisa Catherine Adams waited at the doors. She was easy to overlook, small and slight and nearing 50, with shadows beneath her large, dark eyes. But that night, January 8, 1824, she stood where she would be seen, and all attention was on her. "Have a beautiful plan in my head," she had written in her diary 3 weeks earlier. She had cleared 4 rooms of her house in Washington, then 8. Chandeliers were hung, doors taken off their hinges, and pictures of eagles and flags chalked on the ballroom floor. 54 bonfires were lit, lining the road. In the end, newspapers reported that about 1,000 guests had come. It was as splendid an assemblage of beauty and fashion as we have ever witnessed, the Richmond Inquirer would write. All the members of Congress, except 2 Virginians who had been obnoxious to her husband, John Quincy, were in attendance, the department heads, the diplomatic corps, and all the leaders of Washington society were there. Only President James Monroe and his wife were absent, as was their custom. It was the 10th anniversary of victory at the Battle of New Orleans, and this ball was in Andrew Jackson's honor. It was Old Hickory's Day. And it was his time. His candidacy for President of the United States was starting to surge.